The project's completely surrounded by Mexico's largest major, second largest major, actually, Fresnillo Mining, or Fresnillo PLC. And so they, just about every time after we've done a really good press release about drilling up there, they seem to be on our border kicking rocks within a couple of weeks.
And Ian McGavney, Calibre Resources, good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Andy. Thank you very much for having me. And it's good to see you, Steve.
To you. It's our pleasure. It really is. Now, we got silver and gold really ripping here. And we're getting a lot of questions, a lot of emails on some junior explorers and even some producers here. It looks like money's flowing down. So that's what's got us interested in Calibre and yourself. Would love to get the 30,000 foot view of the project and what you got going.
Sure. Sure. Thank you. Calibre trades on the TSX Venture Exchange. It's a junior gold and silver exploration company. I've been involved with the company for about 7 years now, and presently the CEO and president of the company. Company has about 109 million shares outstanding, and currently has a market cap of just about $3.5 million. And I think you'll find out that that's a bit of a crazy price.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think all juniors, all natural resource stocks are exceptionally undervalued. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think what you're going to see and what you're seeing is it's a trickle down. The majors are getting, the producers are getting a lot of love now, or starting to get a lot of love, and then it'll go to the mid-tier and then the exploration such as yourself. So tell me what you got in Mexico, what you guys are looking for, and tell us about the projects.
We have two primary projects in Mexico. First and foremost is a joint venture that we have with another company called Tocfan Ventures Corp. They trade in the CSE, and the Pilar is a golden, the joint venture is a project called this Pilar. It's, we're a 49% owner of the project. We were the original vendors of the project as well to Tocfan. They earned 51% in 2024. And we've been working together ever since. We've done a couple of drill programs since then. The deposit of the project is more of an advanced type deposit or advanced exploration project. It has, it's a very oxidized, near surface, low sulfidation epithermal type of project, which is good. There's a lot of comparables in the area that are very profitable. Mexico is a great place to be. It's a great jurisdiction as far as finding personnel and the proper equipment required and that type of thing. So we've just finished a drill program and then made some announcements yesterday. We can get into that. But the project seems to be a near surface open pit style situation. We like the project so much that we have an anticipated 50,000 ton bulk sample being prepared for this year, which should be profitable unto itself. And in addition to that, we'll also be doing a maiden 43-101 resource calculation on the project as well. In addition to that, we have a second project that is in the Caborca Gold Belt in Sonora, Mexico as well. And that is a project that, you know, it's a much bigger project than Pilar, but it's not quite as advanced. The project's completely surrounded by Mexico's largest major, second largest major, actually, Fresnillo Mining, or Fresnillo PLC. And so they, just about every time after we've done a really good press release about drilling up there, they seem to be on our border kicking rocks within a couple of weeks. So we have a lot of really good things to look forward to. But this year, we will be primarily focused on the Pilar project because it's the closest to it to production. And with prices of gold the way they are, we don't necessarily need to find 10 million ounces of gold. We just need to find some very profitable gold near surface that's in a permittable district and in a mining friendly area, and Pilar checks all those boxes.
Excellent. So tell us about the news that you just released. I'm very curious.
So we just put out the news yesterday, Andy. It's very fortuitous that I get to speak today. Yesterday, our headline number was 83.5 meters of 1.3 grams a ton gold. There's some silver kicks in that as well. The highlight, that included a 9.7 meter intercept of 10.3 grams a ton. So there's it's a higher grade element to it. The project's been drilled a fair bit over the years, and so this is just a little bit more icing on the cake. Over the years, we've had a lot of highlights where, higher grade for Mexico. We've had 117 meters of 1.2, 63 meters of 0.6, and 95 meters of 1.6. It's all hanging together in an area that's, very potentially an open pit deposit. So we're advancing. We've even made new discoveries on that project in the last year as well. So that can increase the size of the known deposit over the coming year. So we're pretty excited. There's still 8 more holes to go in the project or in the program. It has been done. All the holes are off at the lab. I anticipate steady news flow for about a month and a half from now off of this particular drill program.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to you and to all the shareholders. Talk a little bit about the political climate in Mexico right now. I'm an investor in several different junior mining stocks in Mexico, and there's been some issues with getting permitting for open pit mine. How do you see that being resolved, and what's your experience in navigating all of that?
Well, we've all been waiting with a little bit of bated breath. Last year was certainly earlier in the year with the upcoming election. Nobody had a solid understanding of how the new president would pick up the baton from the previous government. To date, everything has been going so much better in favor of the mining industry. It's been. It's almost, there's some renewed vigor in people's steps. I anticipate that the mining shows in Mexico will be have a whole lot more smiles than it did a year ago. We think that there'll be a lot of clarity there'll be more clarity by June. And it would seem to me that from what I'm reading, that there shouldn't be any opposition to open pit mining. They don't, it's not a mandate of this government. So that's been a real holdback. And the only stipulation that seems to be, it's not even different, it's just going to be a little bit more elaborate, is the social engagement. But from working in Canada for a number of years as well, this is not new to us. I mean, anybody who's working in first class districts around the world, this is community engagement is just par for the course. So I think that, Mexico's open for business. She's inherited a pretty good sized debt from her predecessor. And this is one of the ways that they see moving forward and paying the bills.
Yeah, got it. Steve, what questions do you have?
Well, first of all, I'm just digging Ian's energy and love the enthusiasm. Curious as to why Calibri is such a great play right now, or what's so exciting about what you guys are doing.
Well, I think that we are a really great play. I really think that we're undervalued, as a lot of juniors are, and would claim, and maybe they're right. One of the ways that I can quantify that in this particular scenario is that we have a joint venture partner on this project, on our flagship, the Pilar. They have 51% of the project. We have 49% of the project, and they have roughly 8 times our market cap as of today. The balance sheets don't look all that different. So really, maybe it's been a bit of we spent a lot of time and most of our money on drilling and spending the money in the ground. I think that 2025 is the year that we're going to be able to get back on the road and start telling the story and talking to great guys like yourselves. And as to why this disparity is, something that we can overcome and that there's a lot of room to move just on that news alone, let alone the fact that we have more drill results to come of a bulk sample that, the last time a smaller bulk sample was done, the head grade was 1.9 grams a ton. And that's super fantastic for Mexico. I don't know that, and maybe that's one of the things that I don't communicate well enough is Mexico, you can make a lot of money at 0.18. That's the cutoff for smaller mines in the area, let alone something that, you know, gigantic. This would be something that's a little bit more modest, probably. And so should we be able to make some money this year? We'll be able to prove that it's a great mining concept by making money on a 50,000 ton bulk sample. And then with the 43-101 resource estimate and a PEA shortly thereafter, we think that we'll be able to take this to the financiers and put this into production. One of the other cool things about it is that we only anticipate that the mine build and put in an operation, full functioning operation, is less than $20 million US. It's an open pit in Sonora. As a bit of a
$20 million to put in the mine,
and to be fully functioning as a mine, right? There is an analog in the area. There's a company called Minera Alamos, about 40 kilometers to our east, who put a mine into production during the pandemic for $10 million. So when we say 20, that's a whole. We're just, you know, the inflation. We're you know, it's not
well, case scenario. That's still pretty.
We don't have, you know, a PEA and on side just yet, but you know, we're forecasting 40 to 50,000 ounces a year, 4951. It's a good recoveries so far that in our testing. We're going to get a much better understanding during this 50,000 ton test, and the average ASIC in that area, or certainly in Sonora, is about $1,000, call it 1200. But when you're at $2,700, $2,800, $2,900 gold, at those type of numbers, you can see why I pound the table, and maybe I'm not being cocky, but I know that we're way undervalued. When I believe that we're way undervalued, when you start to look at what the cash flow could look like. And with the reason I smile is because the environment is changing in Mexico. The open pit, the situation that's been a headwind for quite a while, at least 6 years, that seems to be dissipating. And certainly there's going to be some clarity for us and others over the next few months to be able to take that on, you know, bull by the horns. And as we're going through the test mine, as we're going through the 43-101 resource compliant report, we're also going to be moving towards making our actual permit production or permit for production application during that period of time, so that we're going to start this stopwatch that much faster, and we're going to jump to the hopefully get to the front of the line. So we already have great community engagement. We have a great relationship with our people. We have all the facilities that we need on site for storing core and studying the core. But then we also have good access with landowners, so that we shouldn't have very many problems. There'll always be something, but we don't anticipate any problems at this point.
Yeah, excellent. If you've seen me, Peter, I'm Peter Ian. Look over to my left. I keep on looking at my calculator because I wanted to start running the numbers as you were talking. So fantastic. Steve, any questions you want to close with?
Just how do we find you? How do investors ask questions about what you got going on? And then how do we follow what's going on, and what can we anticipate from the next 6 months?
So our ticker on the TSX is CBI, and on the OTC, it's CRUCF. We also have a German listing as well, and you can find us on our website, calibriresource.com, and you can find a link to my email just at the bottom of every press release, but it's IanMcGavney@calibriresource.com, and I'm happy to talk to any investors at any time.
Fantastic. Ian, thank you so much. I'll put all of that in the show notes below this interview, and I would love to have you on again real soon.
I thank you very much. Nice to meet you, Andy, and good Steve. Great to see you. I look forward to talking to you again, Andy. It's good to meet you.
Fantastic.